want you to show me. I want to know where love is.
Shut up.
Damn. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Team August Podcast for version fucking second go around.
Welcome to the podcast. You're fucked up.
Yeah. Is this our fourth try tonight? What is this?
I don't know. It's sixth, seventh.
Who knows?
It's 4 in the morning. You guys better appreciate it.
It's 116th try.
It's 116 degrees outside. It's 4 a.m. We're on the sun.
We're on the sun.
Doing pretty good if it's only that hot.
Yeah. So, how you guys been?
Good.
Fantastic.
Yeah, Ryan, you've been packing.
Okay, so you ready for this? It's my last podcast in New Mexico.
Yep.
Yes. And it's my last podcast on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Wait. No. You can't podcast
computer.
Next week?
Next week I will be driving through the desert.
When are you
on a horse with no name?
He made it through the wilderness.
We get there Friday.
Oh, okay.
Does your car have no name?
It's a U-Haul, so no, I guess not.
Well, you just said it was U-Haul, so it does have a name.
No, it's just a species. U-Haul. It's like a human. That isn't... It's a horse with no name.
What species of cars?
You wouldn't say it has a name because it's a horse.
Well, people ask us, like, what's that? Ah, it's a horse. It has
a name. It's not a name. It has a title, a description.
Its name is horse.
No,
a description would be a four-legged... Like, that's a description.
I'm not wrong here.
Yes, you are.
Everyone go to work tomorrow. Everyone go to work tomorrow. And Dwight, whatever time this week you interact with a person, and just call them human and see how it works out.
Hello, human.
You're that human.
Oh, hello, human. Human. Hello, human.
It'll work great. Doctor.
I think it'll go well.
I know it'll go well.
Do you?
Yep. Yeah.
He's that confident.
I am.
He seems pretty confident.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sarah, maybe watch this movie. What was it called? Something Borrowed. And it has Jim in it. That's why she wanted me to watch it, because Jim from The Office is in it.
John Krasinski.
Yeah, and there's this point where this crazy girl is like a bit all over him the whole time, and she comes inside because there's some people like having sex in a different part of the house. And she goes inside his room while he's sleeping, and he wakes up. He's like, "What's going on?" She's like, "It's crazy out there." He's like, "Is it?" And then he tells her that he's gay, just to get her away from him. And she's like, "I'm gonna get you through this. I'm gonna churn you."
Oh,
and it takes a really dark turn. But anyway. Jim's hilarious.
That's great. I think I've seen that movie on Netflix because I see Jim in the front and I'm like, oh, hey, that's the movie with Jim in it.
Oh, is it? I don't know. Yeah, I think it is on Netflix.
Yeah.
I think she has it.
Yeah.
She doesn't get many movies and she doesn't make me watch many movies. So when she does, I don't care. I don't make her watch movies. I just watched the extended director's edition of The Patriot last night, okay?
Patriot.
Ooh, Patriot.
Mel Gibson?
One of my favorite movies of all time.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Recap us on what The Patriot's about, Ryan.
So have you played Assassin's Creed 3?
Pretty much.
So Mel Gibson.
Is
an assassin.
He's an assassin. He runs around with a tomahawk and a knife and chops people to bits. It's actually, he kind of plays war the way I play Assassin's Creed. Just as much blood as I can.
Plays war?
He's an actor.
Very good at playing war.
Everything plays war. All right. One, two.
Yay.
I love that movie. I love it.
That's the one with the cannonball thing, right?
Yeah, where it takes off one of the cannonballs. In the director's cut, it takes off one of the guy's face. Like, the whole head pops right off.
One of his face?
Like this kid.
He's got another one.
somewhere.
And then in the and then later it takes off like three people's legs. It's awesome.
Oh man, yeah. So weren't they watching that from like a building? They were just in a house, like looking out at the battlefield. Like
they were.
Get out there. Do something.
Just like that, man.
Yeah,
damn,
that sucks. Why would you go
right after my spot of tea?
If I was really disappointed playing Assassin's Creed that I couldn't just run at the enemy troops at Bunker Hill, like that I couldn't just go in there and just wreck some shit until I was dead, because I could do it. I could kill every last one of them and stand on the battlefield covered in blood. I know it without a doubt in my mind that I could make it out of there alive. I'd be countering like a motherfucker.
Did you ever try to jump down behind him?
No, can you?
The game doesn't like it when you do that.
Yeah, I know. Well, I was like in the bushes and started freaking out. It's like, you don't have access to this area during this memory. Like, don't tell me what my memories are about. I'm making them right now.
I'm in charge of my own brain.
I'm my own man.
I'm excited about Pirates. I'm going to get it for the PC.
Woo-woo. Yep, yep.
I'm going to get...
Definitely gonna be able to... You definitely should switch over to PC gaming.
No. I'm still getting my console. I'm still getting my Halo. Still got to get my... I got to keep it even so I can play with my brothers. Because they'll never switch. And Tyler, he'll always be halfway between like I was. But now I'll be able to live with the big boys.
Mostly because you're moving, or...?
Because I got a new computer. Where have you been?
No, because you're actually moving and you use the term live.
It was a joke.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tyler.
It was a good joke, Tyler. Don't let him put you down.
Don't worry, Tyler. I got it.
Am quit.
Shut up, Tyler. Nobody likes you.
Look what you did.
Way to go, Ryan. You made him sad now.
I don't care.
So there's a Comic-Con in Salt Lake.
Oh, good.
I'm going to go.
And a bunch of properly dressed superheroes. Good luck seeing the cleavage underneath the shirt that they're wearing to cover it.
We'll see. It is Salt Lake.
Since when did Wonder Woman wear a t-shirt?
When it got really cold outside.
I saw some dude in the Smiths wearing a Wonder Woman shirt. Like, is that weird?
The Smiths?
I don't know, Ryan, is it?
Well, I work in a grocery store at the bank, so I look out.
Like, was it with her on it, or was it like he was Wonder Woman?
It was like the Wonder Woman logo, yeah. It was like a Wonder Woman shirt, like you would see a Batman shirt with the Batman symbol on it, or a Superman shirt.
If it was like a guy's shirt, like if he's wearing clearly like a girl shirt with Wonder Woman, then there's a problem, but...
Well, it was kind of one of those colors that could go either way. Like
the shirt...
A dark reddish purple, that kind of...
I don't see a problem here.
Yeah, it's just he's wearing the logo of his hero.
It ain't natural. Okay? That's all I'm trying
it ain't
to
right. It's all I'm trying to
say. He's wearing a Superman shirt, not no Wonder Woman shirt.
Maybe he likes Wonder Woman more.
Apparently.
Maybe he wishes he had a physique.
Maybe. Maybe he just likes the fact that, you know, Wonder Woman's not broken, unlike Superman. Pulls out a superpower out of his ass every 2 seconds. Maybe he doesn't like that.
Or maybe you're projecting a little bit onto his conversation. Who maybe. Knows? Who's to say?
Damn,
I won't judge you for it.
I like this new one. This new Superman movie was good.
I haven't seen it. I probably won't see it.
It was good.
I like that they made him more susceptible to pain and damage instead of just being like you said broke and he could just withstand anything but kryptonite
and chairs.
They're talking about making the guy from Malcolm in the Middle or not Malcolm in the
Breaking from Breaking Bad. Bad yeah they want to make him
from Malcolm in the Middle.
They want to make him like I don't watch Breaking Bad but
Breaking Malcolm.
But of course, it was in the local news here because, you know, he's a hero.
Ryan Cranston.
There's actually a subreddit called Breaking in the Middle.
Breaking in the Middle?
Yeah.
Oh, and it, like, mashes up.
Yeah. There you guys go, right there.
Is it because his wife's a bitch in both shows?
I never made that connection, but yeah.
Really? Yes. I made that connection. That's why I don't like the show, because I feel like I'm watching Malcolm in the Middle when she's around, because he's just
You just have to watch it and think of it as, like, Malcolm in the Middle was the prequel to Breaking Bad.
It's exactly what...
He got sick and tired of his fucking family, and he's like, I'm not living in this poor-ass fucking house anymore, and he left.
And he met a new lady. And his brother fell down the stairs, and so they took him in.
He left, and then... Because he abandoned his family instead of giving him a normal son. He gave him the fucking... The four-legged guy.
The four-legged guy?
Damn. I did think it was pretty badass when he goes in there and, like, breaks that kid's leg. I did like that. The first season. Yeah, it's all the rage. It's all anybody can talk about here all the time.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that's all you can talk about when all you got is fucking desert.
Yes. There's shit. Like, people always ask me, because I'm from California, like, oh, do you see any famous people? It's like, well, I saw MC Hammer once and Chuck Norris. But, like,
it's about as famous as we get.
Steve Young. But here I see people all the time, like, just walking around. I'm like, hey, I see shit getting filmed. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Because the middle of nowhere, it's made. That's what you want to film.
Yeah, it's nuts. They get, like, they used to. I think they're backing out a little bit because they don't get it anymore. They used to get huge tax breaks to bring business here.
Get the business.
I'm out of here.
Say goodbye to everything, Ryan.
No, I still own a house here.
You're coming home.
Say goodbye to that. Just leave it. Lock the doors.
No. Like, sir, is this your house? No. No.
No, 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 no.
No.
But it says you're the owner of this.
No.
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 You bring more lemon pledge.
I don't. I no live here. You just slowly close the door. And that's how you get to skip out on all your responsibilities.
Is it that easy?
Just pretend they don't exist.
I tried that. Don't do it.
So you're coming the 28th?
To Manteca, yes.
Yeah.
No one's going to say hi to you. That is a day after Final Fantasy release. I have to realize that. You chose a bad time.
You're going to have to go find everyone.
Dwight's going to see me. I'm going to start breaking windows, okay?
Yeah, no, I think of everybody, I think I'm the easiest person to see on that day.
Okay, you're not going to see Terry.
I'll see Terry. He'll come out of hiding for me.
No, he won't.
Well.
If I put it up on my laptop, Terry can play here, then he will. Yeah, okay. Hi, Ryan.
I can handle that.
I'm probably not even going to be there all day that day. I got class and work that day.
Ah, shit. When does school start for you?
22nd.
Ooh.
Say goodbye to me forever. Terry. It's going to be work and school.
Goodbye, Terry.
That means we got to film a bunch of Team LPs before you take off.
Shit.
It's going to be terrible.
My new computer, I'll take his place.
You'll be the new me.
Hello, everyone. I'm Terry.
Does that work? Can I be sexual enough?
I thought Terry was talking.
Oh, my God.
See, I'm Terry. I could be Terry. Yeah.
A likeness is uncanny.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
I'm actually a little pissed at how good that impersonation was.
Was it better than my... My Gilbert Gottfried that one night?
No. Nothing will beat that.
Oh, my God.
All right. Go ahead, Terry. You were saying something?
Yes. So do we all see the GTA Online thing?
Yes. No.
Yep.
Oh.
I did not.
They released a trailer for GTA Online and stuff. Basically, it has everything together. Like everything that you possibly think of. We saw a guy take a dirt bike off a jump and then parachute off of it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So sweet. It's not coming out for PC though.
No.
Not officially, not right now, but it damn well in the future, I guarantee it.
It's a Grand Theft Auto, they better.
I'll probably just get it for the 360 for the time being, then.
Yeah, you're going to have to pretty much get it for a console and then
yeah,
play the waiting game, because GTA 4 took how long to come to PC?
It was like 2 months. Something.
It wasn't six months, was it?
It was a while. A while.
But they didn't care. They released it for $60.
Yeah. And people bought it.
Yeah.
Because GTA.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame them. But I really wish they would have done a fucking PC version from the start, especially for this new one. Like, it seems like it'd be perfect for it.
I absolutely know it'd be perfect for it. It is perfect. It's absolutely perfect. It's just fucking Rockstar being like, oh, I don't want people to pirate our game. And mod it, too. They didn't like mods for some reason.
It's dumb.
I mean, I say for some reason, but I understand they don't want people altering their game and stuff, because there is bad mods out there that can ruin people's experiences. But the mods is what's keeping GTA 4 right now in the fucking limelight still.
Mm-hmm.
There's tons of people still playing 4 because we can get awesome mods. It's just editing and configuration file for no breaks. It's fantastic. It makes the game infinitely more fun.
Bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, it was 8 months.
It is a fucking stupid reason. It was 8 months between 4 on mm-hmm. console and to... God damn.
Yup. 8 long, hard months.
Yeah, I'm definitely...
We're gonna get it digital on the PS4. Is that what we're doing?
Well, we don't know if we're gonna do that. I would like. Well,
you guys can always come over to my house and play it on my Xbox.
I imagine if they are gonna do that, then by the time that's ready, it's gonna be on PC anyway, and I'm just gonna get it on PC.
Oh right, because George said that PS3 titles are gonna take a while before they're digital.
Yeah, it's gonna take
PS4.
A while. Yeah.
I think that's a dumb move, because there's no reason for them not to do it, aside from just still making money off of the old console still.
Well, the thing about that is, they're going to do all that through their little streaming technology thing, and I guess that's just not ready yet.
They're going to stream the game, not let you get it digital?
Yeah, for the older stuff, they wanted to use their, what's it called, like Gaikai or whatever, the streaming service software or whatever. They wanted to do it that way.
Why?
I don't know.
What happens when they shut that server down? You lose your game?
No, it wouldn't be one single server.
Well, I mean that particular server.
Well, it would. If they're going to stream it, then they would have a colo of just a shit ton of servers that would host all of the games. So if they shut down that thing, then all the games go down. But yeah, no, if they shut down, then yeah, we're fucked.
They wouldn't let that happen, though. They'd probably have to...
They couldn't let that happen. Because if they did let that happen, then well, that would probably be the end of the Sony consoles for a while.
Then
all of your stuff.
Yeah, but by the time that happened, you'd be so deep into it, it'd be time for the next gen almost.
Yeah, but then you just turn again, you know, and then Microsoft could shoot, could be like shots fired,
or fucking not buy consoles.
Yep, or just say, I'm done, I'm out of the console game.
I'm out of the game.
Yeah.
Which is very much, it's a possibility.
I was close this time.
What do you mean?
I think the only thing keeping me to console is, like, those JRPGs. That's it.
Well, it's like, there's going to be the exclusives, and, like, some of them are pretty cool, and I want to play some of them. But I got the system.
Yeah.
But I mean, if it's not a big deal, you get it down the line once it drops price and all that, you know?
Yeah.
But that's why I'm not too worried about the PS4 right now. I'm just kind of like, Destiny's not out. And that's all I want it for.
Speaking of the price drop thing, so that's like official now with Xbox. You don't need the Kinect.
Yeah, they're not selling a Kinect. They're not selling a Kinectless.
Right, yeah. but they can. And they probably will down the road.
Oh, they most definitely will.
It's like, what are you doing? Why, why didn't you just do this to begin with?
Right. You definitely don't have to have the Kinect plugged in at all anymore.
They're basically doing what we've been saying, what everyone said at the start of E3. It was like, why? No. Yeah. Just fucking release one and then be like, here's the features you can have with the Kinect. And if you don't like it, fuck it. Who cares? Instead, they were like, no, we're the Kinect. Features. Yeah, well, pretty much what
you know
saying
that if,
is that...
You know that if they wouldn't have changed anything, you guys would be like, they're not listening. And now you're like, oh, they're backpedaling.
They are backpedaling.
No, they're listening. They're listening.
They're listening to you guys complain about the future, about turning your console into a PC. I'm not. I'm furious. What? I never wanted to buy a CD again.
You don't have
to. Yeah, but you see,
you don't have
that
to.
Was an asshole.
Paper and CDs.
The point. Well,
the point is, if I ever buy a CD, a used CD, I have to have that in the console now because people are like, "Oh, I'm complaining about that." And it was going to be that I would just load it on once. It was going to be even if you bought a hard copy, you would still be buying a digital copy.
So just buy but the they took that off.
Buy the digital copy.
You don't have to buy a hard copy, Ryan.
You could buy the digital off the store.
You can use the system in any way that you want to. If you want hard copies now, you can get hard copies. If you don't, if you want to go completely CD-less, DVD-less rather, or Blu-ray-less now because
yeah, but like
a Blu-ray, you don't have to.
Okay. If I was going to go buy a special edition shit to get some shit, I'd have to buy the disc to play the game, and then I'll have to buy a digital copy as well, whereas they were going to make it so all you have to do is buy the disc one time. Or you could just continue to buy the digital copy. But for the collector shit that we all love because we're a bunch of nerds.
Then you just leave the collector shit in your Xbox and call it a day. Look, Microsoft took that off because they're assholes. That was on their part, okay? They took that off saying that, oh, we had to lose this because we had to get rid of the 24-hour check-in. That's horse shit.
No, they got rid of it. No, they couldn't have because people would just be sharing codes and sharing games.
No, this is how it could have been. It only works when you're connected. The end. That's what they could have did. Because clearly you don't expect your digital library to be accessed when you're offline. But
I do.
They said, we're taking it off, so you expect your digital cloud files to be accessed
offline.
No, not
my cloud files, but my
that's where they said everything was going to go. All the protection rights for your CDs that you bought. Yeah, but basically anything like CD-wise to your account that was bound to it, like digital games – the ownership on that was saved towards that cloud feature they were having.
Well, that's
and that's why you needed the check-in. They took off the check-in and they were like, "Well, we can't do it anymore." Why?
Wait. I got the answer for this right now. Okay, the only reason that Microsoft is saying that bullshit is because they want to push their own stuff. Because Steam right now, Steam has an offline version. I own these games. I can go offline on Steam and play these games. I don't expect my clouds to work. You know, any game that has cloud saving, obviously I don't expect that to work. But I can play these games offline with no problem, and I own them. I still own them. Steam knows that I own them. So my keys aren't stored in the cloud in some magical fucking universe, you know, like Microsoft is claiming to be. Microsoft is doing this because they're fucking pissed off at everybody that no one liked their original idea because they want everything to go digital, and Microsoft wants to hold on to everything. Because as soon as they give you the key, then we own the fucking game completely. But if they hold onto the key, then they could rip it away at any time they fucking want because, you know, whatever. Because if you get banned, then your shit's gone. They said that doesn't matter right now with the 360. If you have digital goods on the 360, if you get banned from Xbox Live, it doesn't matter. You still have your digital stuff. But with the Xbox One, if you get banned, your shit is gone.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't work until, Xbox has that with the offline mode.
I had that coming.
Xbox has an offline mode, but it's basically bound towards one Xbox. Like, when I bought my new Xbox, I had to do this whole process where you can only do it once every year or two to bring over the key rights to it. So, Xbox arcade games, I could play those offline on my Xbox when I had it because I did that. Like, there was an offline feature that it had for games that you paid for that were on the arcade. So, that happened to me because when I was offline for a while on my Xbox, I was still playing all my games.
It's because they tied that shit to your Xbox's serial.
Exactly,
they're not doing that with the X-Bone anymore.
Exactly, but they could have did that. That's what
they
I'm saying.
Could have. Oh, this absolutely. Isn't like that's true. Absolutely, they could have done that.
That's what I'm saying. This isn't they're assholes on that part because they were like, well, it needs to be with this and the check-in and this and that. That's horseshit. They could have just...
They're being
I just wish they would have released it the way it was. I don't care if they would have lost you guys. That's whatever. I just wish
they lost. Left
I don't care. They'll bounce back. It's not a big
deal.
They
lost a lot of people, Ryan.
They lost a lot. Back. The only reason why they're getting people
they'll be just fine.
No, the only reason why they got people back is because they were taking those things back. They were retracting what their statements. If
I think,
not,
I
Xbox
think if
would
they
not have survived.
I think if they would have gone with it and held out, they would have made it.
They would not have made it.
No, they absolutely would not have made it, Brian. They would
not. Sony did it with their ridiculously overpriced PlayStation 3.
No, they would not have made it. That was different.
That's completely different because Sony invented a new technology. And it cost a lot of money to produce that technology. But as time went on, it became cheaper to produce those parts, and the system went down. They lost a considerable amount of money each system.
A ton of money.
Yeah, and even at that crazy high price. But eventually, they made it up with volume. And then they finally started making
money. If Xbox started off with Blu-ray, it would have been a different big game, too. They would have been expensive as shit as well.
Yeah.
It was just during the time of Blu-ray. Now Blu-ray is cheaper. Xbox can go, well, you know, now we get the Chinese place to make us Blu-ray, you know, drives, and it'll cost nothing. Right. When Sony did it, it was new, unheard of. I mean, Blu-rays were like $700 when PS3 was out. That's where they were like, if you want a Blu-ray, buy a PS3 and save, you know, $400 or $500.
Well, yeah, it's still the best Blu-ray you can buy to this day.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. Yeah.
I know that.
Yep.
But if Xbox kept what they were doing, they would not have made it. They would have made it.
The argument is whether or not they would still exist as a company. They would.
That's not the argument.
They would have made it, and they would have made the next console.
That's not an argument.
They would have made it, and they would have made the changes that they're making early now, which is good that they're doing it before the console comes out. Because otherwise, they would have come out, it would have sucked, and then they would have made all those changes anyway.
We're saying, hypothetically, if they would have kept their original plan throughout the entire regime of X-Bone, if they would have kept with that during the entire time, they would have lost the console war in 6 months. And they would not have been able to bounce back into the next generation of consoles. Microsoft itself, the company, they're fucking hundreds of billions of dollars company. They're gonna be fine. Microsoft, the company, is gonna be fine. But the Xbox division of Microsoft would have fell flat, and they would have lost way too much money. But they are backpedaling. No, they would have still come out the
next console.
They were restricting us way too much.
It's hard for them to go with the next console and
They would have just been what Sony was this generation. Sony made a lot of mistakes when it first came out.
Yeah, it's just
they went and changed it, and now they're okay.
Yeah, it's just.
But they were still selling.
I just wish they weren't doing so many changes, but I don't care. I'm excited. I'm still going to wait a year to get one until they put out a special edition for my Halo.
Sony held out, but they held out from all their other sales too. It's not just from their PlayStation. They have their PSP. And the PSP sold. I mean, that fucking thing sold. Then the Vita sold. The Vita started off rocky, and it's selling now. So they weren't just going off of one thing. The PS3 was, you know, basically once the PS3 dropped price, people bought consoles like crazy. Because, I mean, just the whole idea was saying if the Xbox, you know, just hardballed it and said we're not changing.
I didn't say through the whole thing. I said when they came out. I said I wish they would have come out with all these things.
But then they would have taken him away, and then you probably would have been more pissed off.
I probably would have been, but they would have taken away from me because I was grandfathered or some shit. I don't know.
I still think
special for you.
Nah.
I don't know.
How would you feel if they took Halo and they put it out on PlayStation?
Why would they do that?
I'm just asking you. How would you feel if that happened?
I don't know.
It won't change the game at all. The storyline will still be the exact same and everything.
If it did come out on PlayStation.
The only thing that would change is the controller in your hand.
I don't know. I don't know what I'd do. I'm not just a Halo fan. I'm a loyal Xbox fan. Xbox has brought me much happiness in my life.
Through Halo.
Through many of things.
I've had Xbox since the first Xbox, like the black one.
Same
like,
me too.
And I can care less.
I can tell you. Yeah. Who cares?
I've had a lot of good times.
I care. Aren't you listening?
Listen, I've had a lot of good times on Xbox with you guys, but all those games that I play on there, you can also play on the PlayStation. Yeah, besides Halo, much. Halo's probably the exclusive I cared about. On Xbox, I could give a shit about Xbox itself.
I don't like the PlayStation controller in my hand. And when you said that, I remembered how disgusting it is.
The PS4 controller looks much better.
My hands are fat and clumsy, and it does not fit on that small controller.
The PS4 controller is much bigger than the PS3 one is.
Yeah, it's still the same design. I feel like it would just stretch my thumbs out now. Like I'm trying to play the goddamn piano all over again.
It changes a bit.
I was definitely a PlayStation 2 fan. I was there with my PS2.
Mm-hmm. I know. I can play with the PlayStation controller just fine. It's fine to me.
I could never.
I was there. PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2.
I was PlayStation 1.
It's definitely weird going back to it.
I had the PlayStation 1, and that's the last time I had one.
See, that whole phase is gone for me. I guess since I had my PS3, I'm just like, okay, this feels normal again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I'm fine with it, too.
It's like you're going home.
Like, it took a couple, like, I'm not gonna lie, it took a day or two, and now I'm like, this is fine.
Honestly, my favorite control is the original Xbox controller.
I kind of enjoyed it.
That is God like one of the top love. Reasons why I hated the original Xbox.
I didn't like it.
Oh, it fit in my hand like a glove.
It's like playing an arcade stick.
Awesome. Some people like the arcade stick.
I wanted that really big Xbox thing in the middle to do something, though.
Yeah. I was always hitting it like, motherfucker.
That didn't do shit.
There was a dude that would convert 360 controllers into the Dukes, and you could buy the Dukes, but it was like $200, I think. Yeah, it was expensive.
Like that,
and not worth it at all.
Yeah,
because the 360 controller is perfection.
No, the new one is perfection.
The new one is looking good, but I need to get it in my hands.
I need to get it in my hands so bad. I might buy one. I've been talking to Sarah, kind of like easing her into like the idea of me buying a console in December, especially now that I have a computer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just buying that control.
Now that expense
I'm definitely buying that controller once they get the PC drivers up and running.
Yes, sir.
For sure. But, and then me trading it in when Halo 5 comes out and getting special edition. Wait,
that's my plan.
Wait, is there going to be a wired Xbone controller?
Yes, there is.
Goddamn right, there is.
There is.
Okay.
I Microsoft doing the... cords, what are those? Fucking everything digital. Now, the cord is part of your cloud, too, so you got to be connected to the internet. So your cord from your controller fucking links up every hour.
It's called a cloud cable.
Cloud cable. Very it's revolutionary. It's fucking family you plan cloud cables. 10 cables for the price of four. Yeah, your whole family.
All the shit you're saying when our kids are growing up is going to be happening. We're just going to be shelling out money and being like, it is normal and this is the way life is. We do everything on the internet. I take a dump on the internet. It is just the way and we are.
I'm more than happy.
That is going to be the day, okay? That's the day when I'm like, I just push a button and go, shit. And then I'm done.
You hear the dial-up sound while you're pushing? Oh, my God. Okay, I have to tell you guys something. I have to change the subject.
Mm-hmm. Tell us something, Ryan.
Tell us a tale.
I've been looking for internet in my area.
Oh, you're going to be everywhere, right? Podcast, aren't you?
It's not.
It's called Wi-Fi.
Stick in the ground.
It's really not everywhere. Mm-hmm. I've found this out. Comcast doesn't go to my house. Verizon doesn't go to my house.
Ooh.
What
are you doing then, Ryan? Don't move in there.
Hold on. It has DSL right now. grandfathered AT&T.
Hold on. I remember. Hold on.
Stop it.
I remember when DSL was a big deal.
Look, yeah, we all remember that. That time is fucking 12 years ago, all right? Okay, no, we're done with it.
I'm just saying a little respect here.
Listen to me. Okay. So I've been calling around trying to figure my shit out. So the AT&T power, I can get it there, which is 45 down.
Mm-mm. Okay, what's your up, though?
I think it's 10.
Okay, that's not bad. That's decent.
Maybe 5. I'll take it. I'll take the down.
Okay. But the up is pretty important, too.
Yeah, I know, but I'd rather have better, if I'm going with the lower one, it's lower up, too. You know what I mean?
Right. I know.
Call them and I'm like, look, I'm splitting this house with another couple. Like, they're going to be upstairs and we're going to be downstairs. I need my own internet. Can you bring in UVerse into my house? And the guy's like, yeah, we can do that. We just have to cut off your DSL. And I'm like, no, you misunderstood the question I asked you back in the beginning. Because I did. I started the conversation with, I have one question.
I've had this conversation already with Comcast. I know exactly where you're coming from, Ryan.
But Comcast did it for you.
After about a week or so of me calling in and bitching at them over and over and letting them... No, there's two... I need two modems. I need two.
They can't do it.
No, they will say that, Ryan. They will say it over and over. Keep yelling at them. They can do it. What they have to do is run another cable from the street into the house. They can absolutely do it.
Yeah, they can.
They can absolutely do it.
I even told the guy, because he's like, we cannot pull in the U-verse without canceling the DSL. Like, I even talked to a different company, and they're like, well, we have to cancel whatever DSL's in the house. I guess it's something they have to do. That's like, bringing crap,
I have U-verse and Comcast in my house.
Yeah, dude, I have
you can do lines that, because they're not DSL. I could probably have Comcast and AT&T if Comcast came to the house.
Mm. Well, okay, now my situation was a little different because we already had cable internet, so I don't know if there really is something with DSL and cable that's different. So.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm upset. I was even willing to say, all right, fine, cut it off. Cut off the DSL. Give me the best plan you have for business, because I was going to pay for business because I was going to separate it.
Right.
And I was like, give me your best plan for business and your worst plan for personal. And he's like, oh, no, we can't do that. I'm like, what? He's like, if we put it in the computer, it will say that you already have service and we can't put it in there.
They're being stupid.
Take the motherfucker off.
So,
ask for a goddamn manager.
Just speak to his manager, yeah.
My other option.
Okay, continue.
He's gone dark.
So
I'm sitting
on
the edge of my seat right now.
I have two more options, okay? I have two more options.
Oh, two now.
He's bouncing them off.
Making them up.
I could get the U-verse in the house. Get the 45. Pay the $70 a month for it. And share it with three other people.
No, fuck that.
Unacceptable.
That are going to complain that the Wi-Fi is in the basement because, let's face it, no one else needs to hardline in besides me.
Unacceptable.
Okay. So next.
My feelings exactly. My feelings exactly. Or I get Sonic.
I love Sonic.
Sonic is next generation DSL and it pulls 20 megs in and that's it. 20 megs down and 5 up.
That is a bold-faced lie, Ryan. I'm telling you that right now. That is a fucking lie.
I believe it. I believe you. I have no doubt.
Yep.
But what did you do?
What do I do?
We don't share, you call. Ryan.
You
we
call back.
You keep calling. You ask for higher ups.
You call back and say, you need to cut this motherfucking DSL. And then you say, we're going to start fresh. Cut it. And they go, I'll call you guys in a week. Once they cut it, you come back and say, listen, I need two fucking lines.
Look,
and we're going to fix this.
I don't want them to cut the DSL. I want them to keep the DSL in the house. These people don't care. They'll be on their iPhones and their iPads. I want to. Hi.
Look, well, if the guy's being difficult, you say cut that shit then, and then you get new lines.
It's not my house. If it was my house and only me and not two other people that would be using the internet that I don't know very well.
Well, obviously, yeah, you would just get cable. It wouldn't be a problem.
No, I would just, I'm saying, like, I would tell them to do that if they would give me that shit. But, like, I can't just cut off their DSL for a week. I can't go without internet for a week.
Look, this is America, okay? You can get two fucking lines in your house, okay?
Look, I have been searching at work because I don't do anything anymore. I have been online.
That's your right, isn't it?
I have Googled.
That's the American dream right there.
I have Googled and I have Binged every phrasing and terminology I know to find different service providers in my zip code. And they all suck.
You call them, okay? You call AT&T.
I called. Listen.
You got to call. You got to hardball. You got to act like you don't need them, okay?
Call them and you told them.
They know I need them. No,
you don't need them. You call them and go.
They have the same information that I do, and they know it better than I do, that Comcast doesn't go there and I cannot do any better than them.
How does Comcast not go there?
Other companies were telling me to go to AT&T.
I know. Comcast goes everywhere. Those fucking guys, they're like roaches. They're everywhere.
Dude, I talked to Comcast.
Like, where my dad lived at Comcast, and that's like Old Town, Old Town Central.
Well, it's even bigger over here on the West Coast. Like, Comcast is literally everywhere in the West Coast.
That's what I'm saying. Like, dude, where my dad lived was like old people.
Comcast is nowhere, but it's Xfinity.
Not even Verizon, because Verizon's they're out there.
It's Xfinity. We don't talk about Comcast.
Okay, or
I could get a 4G Wi-Fi modem. Unlimited.
Shut up, Ryan.
I don't know if I could hard line into it.
That's just stop. Stop there.
Those are my just options.
Stop down the dark
path. Stop there. Stop there. You're going to call. You call them, okay? And you fix this shit, okay? Because basically there's two people, and it's technically two. It's one house, but it's two people. You can do this, okay? If an apartment building can have DSL in every single apartment area, there's no bullshit that you can't have two lines in your house.
I don't want DSL.
Well, what you need to do, Ryan, is when you call, introduce yourself as Sniper Goo.
DSL is still on the phone cable, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So I try to tell these people, I'm like, look, I don't want to pay for something that's going through a phone line for crazy.
If you can get cable TV in your room, then you can get cable internet. The thing is, though, Ryan, in all these situations that you just told us, you are 100% better off just getting it and fucking sharing it.
No.
So, no.
You lie.
I guarantee you that 50 down, your download is always going to be fine. But your 10 up is where it's going to be kind of iffy. If you're the only one that's doing the heavy loads, then you're good.
My only problem is I know what's going to happen.
What?
I don't get good service up here.
And what? They're going to bitch about it?
Because the Wi-Fi is going to be downstairs where the modem is.
Get a good router. Router.
Kill them,
get
right.
A new router.
Strike them down.
Yeah, rotary.
Or Ryan,
or put it in the middle and then wire, get a big ass Ethernet and wire it.
Okay, or do this, Ryan. If you could, cheap. If you got to keep it down there, well, shit, you'd be in an apartment building, aren't you?
Become who you are, Ryan.
Well, house. Okay. Well, if you can get into the walls, if you can get a wired connection to the top, then you put up another wireless router up there as a repeater, which would basically just take the wireless connection from down below and repeat it up top and expand the range. So you could either do it that way or do what Jose said, put it in the fucking middle of the house and then just put your shit near it.
Sarah's dad doesn't understand. Sarah's dad doesn't understand.
Or you say, are you motherfuckers paying for this internet?
I didn't think so.
If you ain't paying, you can't complain shit. And then just leave it in your basement. Well, those are your options.
They are going to pay. We're going to roll it into the rent.
Okay, then.
But they're going to pay less than me because they
you control the password.
Okay, then they get less connection.
You control
how
the password. You have all the power here.
They pay less, they get less connection.
Or you don't get the password.
Like, all it breaks down to is I need to have a sit-down talk with Sarah's dad. We need to figure something out because I'm willing to pay $80 for my own internet.
$80.
I'm willing to pay $100 for my own internet. Shit. Oh, there was this one that I was looking at that was just like golden. I was just like, oh, yes, 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 yes. I'm sorry. Not in your zip code. It's like every single city that surrounds where I'm living.
You're just in like a black hole.
Yeah,
can't
exactly. I was just like, are you fucking kidding me right now? But hey, Dwight, if I go with that Sonic shit, I'm only 9,000 feet there from their hub.
No.
That's not too bad, but still.
No.
Go fast.
I'm going to be pretty shitty for the first week I'm there, so.
Dude, just either do that. Do the repeater thing or just have it mid and then like just wire it through.
You're right. Hey, I'm going to call and I'm going to be like, I want to speak to a manager.
Yeah, talk to the higher up. If he can't, talk to that guy's higher up.
I'd be like, fine. All right, well, you can't help me out. I understand. What's your boss's name? Trust me, I do that shit. Sarah and I, we went out to breakfast on Sunday, our anniversary. And we got it to go. It's a block away. It's this place called Wex. It's delicious. So we got it to go and we brought it back. So Sarah orders a burrito. I don't know if you guys know that she hates egg. It's a weird thing.
And I'm a little offended, but okay.
I know. I feel the same way. I don't get much egg in this house. But anyway, regardless. So we get home. She takes a bite into it. I'm about to start my pancakes, and sure enough, tons of fucking egg in her breakfast burrito.
Well, it's a breakfast burrito. It's supposed to have egg in it.
When you specifically ask for no egg, it doesn't.
You gotta repeat it like five times.
She did. She always asks. Okay, so that has no egg, right? Because it can't have egg. Like, she's very adamant about not getting egg. So I call and I tell this kid what happened. He picks up and he's just like, okay.
all right.
Okay.
I'm sorry that happened to you. And then he just gets quiet. I'm just like sitting there. I'm about to lose my shit. And he goes, okay. Do you want to speak to a manager or something?
And I'm like, yes, that would be fantastic. Thank you. So he puts me on the phone with Joe. And I tell Joe. And I say, what up, Joe? And I was like, Joe, this is what happened. My wife hates Hank.
So here's the thing, Joe.
I'm just kidding. So he tells me, he apologized. I told him we didn't even get a receipt because I was upset about that. So I couldn't even compare to make sure that they even put it on the receipt. So he was like, I'm going to make it personally. It'll be ready in 10 minutes. I was like, Joe, I live a block away. It's going to be ready in 3 minutes, right? And he's like, yep.
Oh.
Damn. So Sarah and I get in the car. We drive over there. I pick it up. I was all excited because when Sarah went, there was a huge line. And I really wanted there to be a line for me to cut in front of, but there was no line.
Of course.
Right? So I walk up, and there it is sitting on the counter. And the guy, like, the kid hands it to me. He's like, let me go get Joe. He wants to talk to you. So Joe comes over, shakes my head, apologizes. It was fan.
You gave Joe the business, that's why.
And I was like, bullshit.
You said 10, you were like 3.
And I was like, I live a block away. All I have to do is cross the main road, and it takes the longest to take the left turn. Like, to flip the bitch in the intersection, it takes the longest to get there. So I was mad.
Joe, I'm going to be there in 3 minutes. You tell me my burrito are going to be there in 3 minutes.
I didn't want my pancakes to get cold.
You should have told him you need new fresh pancakes.
I thought
Joe,
about it.
Joe.
I did order a 30-ounce chocolate milk.
Joe, are you?
So I thought about asking for another one of those because everybody knows how much I love chocolate milk. Joe, you have Joe. 1 minute.
Joe, I'm gonna tell you.
Joe, I'm outside the store.
Joe, I'm in my car making a U-turn.
I am
right
staring
now.
At you right now. You like bang on the window. Joe.
That happened to me at work. I'm sitting there talking to this lady on the phone. I hear this beep beep. And I hear the beep beep in my like phone too. And I was like, okay, all right, whatever.
Okay.
And then I hear like, no, that's okay. Line one. And I'm like, ma'am, are you in the store right now? And she's like, I am. And I was like, well, why don't you come over and talk to me when you're done paying. And she's like, okay. And I just like hung up and I was like,
that's a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
Really smart.
She was really like 5 feet away from me. And I was just like, what the fuck?
You guys are like back to back and she's on the phone with you.
Well, once I like stood up when I heard it, I saw her on the phone and I was just like, are you in the store?
A lady, are you fucking kidding me right now?
Ma'am, are you out of your goddamn mind?
She hears it twice. Once from you, once from over the phone.
Bitch, I am right inside the store. Just come in.
No,
girl, I am right behind you.
You like slap the back of her head. What's wrong with you?
Ever been in a fucking store before?
I hate when people walk up before we're open because we're not like a regular store where we have doors. You can just like see us. They walk up like 9:30. Like, can I cash a check? We open at 10. But, I mean, I just need to cash a check.
Okay. You can cash it at 10.
Do you know what the word open means?
Yeah,
30 minutes.
The other stores are open at 9 down the road. So far. Well, we're always open at 10. Like, it's never changed. They'll come in at 7:02 and like want to be helped, and I'm like, look, dude, this isn't Walmart. You can't just hang out here. This is a bank. You have to leave. Like, I don't. If it's 7 o'clock on the dot, we close the doors, and it's not because we're assholes. It's because it's a security risk after that point. Like, you have to leave right now.
People,
I have a similar thing in PetSmart. Whenever we open our doors for the main store at 9. And the rest of the store, we can let people in about 7 to go to, like, the grooming salon and the vet and everything. And people come in at 7, and then they walk up to the registers, like, 5 minutes after they drop off their dog. And they're like, oh, I'd like to buy this. And I'm like, I'm sorry, our registers don't get put out till 9 o'clock. Like, but I need to buy this.
But I need this now.
But I need this.
If your dog is that starving, you're a terrible person.
This lady walks up to me and goes, can I pay for this here? It's a newspaper. And I'm like, well, no, ma'am. Actually, we're at Wells Fargo. But if you wanted to use these cash, she was like, oh. Guy comes up to me. He's like, I made a money order here. And he throws it to me. And I'm like, so this is a Western Union money order. Yeah, I made it here at Smith's. And I'm like, we're not Smith's, sir. We're Wells Fargo.
That's right, because you were in the Smith's.
It happens all the time where people just think that we can help them.
I can only imagine, like, when you're a company working within another store or another company's store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was brutal.
And dumb people don't understand that.
Did you not see the size?
I'm walking around, okay? I'm walking around. I'm in a suit and I'm in a tie. I don't wear a suit, but I'm in a nice tie, some nice slacks. These fools are walking around with gray t-shirts, okay?
Gray.
Gray t-shirts that say the dumbest phrase on them, I can make it right. And my immediate reaction is, well, who fucked it up? You know, as soon as I saw those shirts, they rolled them out. They're not wearing them anymore, but they stopped like August 1st. But they were wearing them for like the last quarter and last 4 months, actually. And I was like, well, who fucked it up? Like, who? Why would you say that?
Listen, I can go get Joe for you.
So you're telling me something was wrong before you came in the store?
Yeah, right. Or you went to that other cashier.
So you came in fucked up.
So another Smith's fucked up, because it doesn't make me think another company fucked up. Yeah. It makes me think a different Smith's or an employee at the same Smith's fucked up, and this other employee is going to fix your problem because they're assuming you have a problem right off the bat.
It's like, you can only hope so.
Anyway, regardless, that's not the point I'm trying to make. So
I digress.
I'm walking around. Groceries in my hands. You know, I got like a chocolate milk, muffins. Excuse me. Clearly breakfast. Where is this? I know, of course.
Oh, great question.
I spend every day there. And I'm like, actually, I don't work here. I work at that Wells Fargo right there. And I'll even point at my name tag sometimes if I wear it, which is rare. Because
no, you ripped that thing off as soon as
I introduce myself to every customer, so I don't see the logic of me
right.
wearing a name tag. And I have a name plate at my desk. Like,
damn, that's fancy.
I know, it says
so
Ryan.
Third time's just
it says my full name on it.
Damn,
it's all official.
It says Ryan.
Because that's what Facebook tells me.
I have a. Will you bleep that out, please?
Yeah.
I have that. I have that for a reason. For a reason. God damn it, Tyler.
I'm sorry. I like to ruin.
You're the Alex of this podcast.
Well, I'm right here.
You Alex!
You sure are, buddy. Wow. I'm the Alex of this podcast.
You should be happy you're not the Alex of this podcast, Alex. You didn't give out the IP this time.
He's like, what's the password? Oh, it's this. God damn it.
Oh, yeah, it was our mom's password.
Back when we did things wrong.
Hey, are we ever gonna play EverQuest or Second Life?
Yeah.
No.
Actually, I think that should be the first game that we do a TMLP on when Ryan gets his new computer to christen it.
Second Life.
Oh,
dude, what a filthy christening!
Yeah,
I am ready.
Like, maybe
Alex, is the body willing?
What about the 30th? The 30th.
The body's willing. That.
That's
the
Friday.
Body is ready.
Wait, Friday? Actually, yeah. When are you going back to your house? Not your parents, but your house.
Wait, I'm confused.
Like, you're coming down to Manteca, yeah, to hang out with your brother and stuff for a while?
On the
28th, for a couple of days?
Yeah. And then that weekend. But that weekend's reserved for... Okay, I could probably do it Friday. Friday the 30th.
We could either try that or maybe the 6th.
I could even do it during the day, the 29th, because I don't have a job.
Okay. Well, we'll see. When
it depends
closer.
On how my internet's going, too. Okay, but I could probably do it the 30th. We're coming into town the 1st and staying until the 2nd, but that'll be all family time because Sean's coming into town. I get to meet my niece, mm-hmm. which is pretty exciting.
Cool.
Yeah, so we're staying one night. Anybody got the time machine yet?
No.
I'm sitting at 66 million.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Are you still getting the huge click?
What happened? Yeah.
Can't just start talking about it, not explain what you're talking about.
Hold on, let me just say something first before. My airplanes are giving me 6,666 a set, like
no,
every
no,
time.
No, they're not. That's your portal.
That's
stay
the portal.
Right
those are your
Your planes will still only give you 100.
You ruined it.
It's ruined.
Like, shit, that's random as fuck.
And of course, Alex quitter.
I'm going to bed.
What?
God damn it, Alex.
Fucking what, me, you people that get to stay up and play Final Fantasy?
Listen, I don't get to stay up, okay? I choose to stay up.
Listen, it's a choice.
I have
okay?
to go to work.
Listen, nobody's making you do it, okay?
He is.
Yes.
Himself.
The calling. The calling of wanting to win. That's what's making me stay on.
Listen, I see my chance to catch up when Terry goes to school.
Well, Terry's going to beat you.
Terry's always going to be the very best.
Then he's going to go to school. Then I get to catch up. He'll still keep going to school.
But by then he's going to already have caught them all by then, though.
That's true.
He's going to be the very best there ever was by the time you even start.
Terry's going to go to school. He's going to come back. And then you're going to log on and go, why the hell is Terry like 5,000 levels higher than me?
Terry going to school for Final Fantasy. Yeah. He's like, you're going to work.
When he says he's going to school, he's actually building a scholar.
Damn.
When Terry said he's going to school, that means he's going to write a book about schooling your ass at Final Fantasy.
All right, enough.
You took it a little too far.
Enough, Dwight.
No, I didn't.
Enough.
Okay.
I took it just the right
enough. Moment. Enough, Dwight. Stop it.
The goo has spoken.
Stop it.
Fucking give me shit. You still haven't explained the goddamn cookie thing.
Oh, I'm not the one responsible for the cookie thing.
Bullshit, you brought it up. And then I told you to explain it, and you said, give me a second.
I'm not the one that got me addicted to this game, so somebody else can talk about
it. It is absolutely you. It's your brain.
I didn't do shit.
You guys tricked me.
It's a browser game that's basically like Candy Box. It's just like a passive little game where you get cookies per second, and then you can use your cookies to buy shit to make more cookies. And it's stupid, and it's pointless. I can't stop playing.
Oh my god, I gotta spend some money because these grandmas are just bugging me out. Come on, I gotta get enough to buy another portal.
So you get cookies, and you can buy. You get cookies by clicking the big cookie in the middle. Mm-hmm. Every time you click, you get one cookie, and you can use those cookies to buy like a cursor that auto clicks, or you can get grandmas that get you cookies per second, and it just goes up and up. And the more you spend, the more cookies you get back per second.
Mm-hmm.
Shit! Now I got 95 fucking cursors.
No winning here. It's just your life slowly being sucked away.
It's true. It's true.
But that's been our busy game until 14 is ready.
Payday 2 has honestly taken up a large chunk of it.
Yeah, Payday 2 carried us through the day.
I see my little angel.
So
we need that C4.
Final Fantasy open beta, the last beta comes out tomorrow morning, technically.
Yeah, 2 a.m.
2 a.m. for people on the West
Coast. It's the last closed beta, right?
It's the last open beta. It's the last beta, period. This is open beta.
So everybody can get into this right now if they wanted to. But it's only open for 2 days.
Well, I thought there was going to be a 2-day one. Then, like, a week after that, it's another 2-day one.
This,
and then it's the early
access. Week...
This is phase 4 beta. This is the last beta. This is for the weekend. Yeah. And then the early access for people that reserved the game starts next...
The day before, yeah.
It'll start on the 24th. A week from Saturday.
I gotta... out of all the times for me to pick a double at work, fuck.
Yeah, I know. That week that it comes out, I have school all week, and then I work like immediately after school, and then on weekend. So the first week, I'm fucked.
Scumbag Square Enix.
Yeah.
It's not Square Enix's fault that Terry has school and work.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
How dare you, Dwight?
How dare you?
I was unaware of his situation.
You shut your mouth.
You shut your dirty whore mouth when you're talking to me.
Yeah, worst possible week for it to come out. For me, anyway.
Yeah, but you'll be fine, dude. You'll autopilot after that week, and then it'll be fine. It'll be easy riding.
Easy peasy.
Our gang of Lollifels.
I'm going to try to get this one, Dwight, after I buy a new computer. I'm trying to get it right away so I can play.
Final Fantasy?
Yep. You actually going to play it?
Yeah. It's only $30, too.
And then the month.
That's not bad.
Well, yeah. I mean, then you got to pay after the first month, but...
But the monthly is cheap. So,
what's the monthly? Like $8?
$12 for... $12 for one character per server.
All you need is one character, really.
Yeah,
like you only get the other ones if you're like could it seriously be that guy who's like, I'm gonna make this guy
super no life it.
Well, no, just if you want to like be like, I'm going to have this guy who's going to be, you know, he's going to have this job and this job, but I want my warrior to be this big guy, you know?
I guess. But can't you just go into every class if you wanted to?
Yes. No, yeah, no, you can.
You can do every class in one, but yeah.
Unless you're the kind of person who's like, you know, I want my warrior to be the you know, the cat people like the Mithras or whatever the hell they're called in this one. So you don't have to, but if you want, you know, it's just there for like, it's vanity. That's all it's for.
Hardcore people.
For vanity. Because like, I really don't see the point when you just,
yeah,
just change right
you
there.
You need one character. That's it. You're good.
Unless, again, it's vanity. You're like, I don't like looking at this fucking face anymore. Then
it's disgusting. <yeah.
laughs> Which I'm really hoping they do. They do those, like, you know, race changes and all that, because that'd be great.
They'll definitely have that.
That'd be great. Just change it up every now and then.
Transfer. Then they're going to do the race change.
Yeah, I'll probably be that guy who changes, like, every 6 months.
Oh, right.
Buzzing.
Oh, my Brian. God.
Got attacked by bees.
Hey, but I'll probably be that guy who changes the
better.
Just that's change better, it up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not touching
it. I wonder if people have a bet on Ryan of when his bees are about to come out on the podcast.
They just sit there like, all right, it's coming in.
No. All right, guys, in 20 minutes, the bees are going to kick in.
I got 5 minutes. I got 5 minutes.
It held off pretty good for a while.
Yep. Yeah.
You did your best.
We'll try that enough. Secret. We're going to try it. The Teflon tape. See if it works.
What?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're supposed to put Teflon tape around it, or I think that's what it's called. You know, that white, like, stringy tape that's for plumbers. And you put that around it, and it's supposed to hold the connection and hold it in place. Like,
I'm sorry, what?
don't worry your little head about it.
Plumber
tape. What?
Bye, yes.
Goodbye.
The white. Goodbye, Alex. The white like stringy tape that you put on a. If you were ever putting on a shower head, you put it around the screwy part. the threads.
There we go. Teflon tape.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, Teflon tape. You put it around the thread so that it doesn't leak. You put it around your USB connection, and it's supposed to not interrupt your connection to the device, and it's supposed to hold it in place, like because it makes it. Because it makes it thicker.
So it doesn't bubble around inside of it.
Yeah, supposedly. That's what my mom told me, so I'm going to try it out. My mom's crazy. She's probably right.
Yeah, I wouldn't cover the whole thing, though. Like, maybe just the back end of it, because there is metal on the outside, and if you put rubber around it, the metal's not going to make contact.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm just gonna go try some shit, see how it works out, do a little test call. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see. We will test this bitch out.
I'll test this batch.
So tell me more about my computer, Dwight. What color is it?
It's a computer.
I know you haven't. I'm trying to get more.
It's broken already.
The only information that Ryan knows as of right now is what the case looks like. That's the only thing.
That's all he needs.
I bet it
has. Can I know
it
more?
It looks pretty.
I can tell you guys if you want, but I don't want you telling Ryan.
I want to know, just so I can like be like, Ryan, I know.
I wouldn't tell Tyler then.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't tell me.
I'll squeal. I'll sing like squeal.
I'm terrible with secrets.
I could get it out of him.
So what's the secret?
No.
I can get it out of him. I know it.
I bet it has a processor.
No, you would be wrong.
We told you not to tell.
Did you download a new processor?
I'm going to download a shit ton of RAM into your computer, dude.
Yeah, all right. That's cool. I could always go for a little more pirated RAM.
Mm-hmm. What a dumb kid.
No, Ryan, come on, stop.
I know he's right. Let's be real.
I
know he's right. I just didn't think you'd throw it out there like that. It's caught me off guard, Dwight. It's not unreasonable.
He legitimately thought that was a thing.
He was like, I'm going to be so cool after I say this shit. And then I just ripped him apart. It backfired more than anything he's probably ever done, besides saying that he crosses the street when the white man tells him he can't.
Have you guys ever been to downloadmoreram.com?
Oh, shut the fuck. I'm not clicking on that site.
Just go to it. It's great.
It's going to be a virus.
No, it's not. It's not, but it's great.
Oh, I'm going to regret clicking on it.
No, it's great. Just go scroll down and see their sizes and prices.
Oh, it's free. Download now for free.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Hell yeah. I bet you it's a virus.
It's not. It's ran by a bunch of enthusiast guys that know, you know, that laugh about the joke as well. You know, they have testimonies and stuff like that. But, you know, they're apparently taken down, I guess, right now. It's good stuff, though. Download more RAM.com. Go on. Go download 4 gigs right now. It's DDR2 RAM.
Oh, shit, that's what I need.
It's legit.
Don't laugh at me, Terry. I'm getting a new computer soon.
That's what I'm saying. You're done with DDR2, buddy.
No, this is going to be Sarah's computer now.
Actually, can you hear this?
That's clearly the sound of RAM.
That is the sound of your RAM.
How many RAMs? One RAM? Two RAM?
A block of RAM.
What is it? Don't be a sheep.
No, fair man!
Be a so RAM! Be a RAM! Bah.
Actually, your processor, Ryan, came in probably the most impressive packaging I've ever seen for a processor.
Take a picture and then blur out all the details and send it to me.
Take a picture and blur out the picture and send it to him.
Don't do that. Deal.
That's a beautiful blur.
You're going to do it.
Tell me something, Dwight. Throw me a fucking bone.
He's about to
throw you a computer. You better shut up.
Do you want the computer or do you want the bone?
Damn, Terry.
Don't throw it, please.
Terry's laying it out tonight.
Terry's about to get laid out tonight.
Damn, Terry.
Want to go?
You gonna be okay?
I ain't scared of no Terry.
Fight me in real life.
What about ghosts?
I'll fight you in real life. What? You want to go?
28th. You and me.
It's on. We're gonna the Rumble in Chadwick Park.
Get the cops called on.
If you step into that park, you get the cops called on you. You're over like 18. It's Vinny's parents are just sitting there with the phone.
Binoculars looking up.
I can definitely see his dad doing that too.
I know.
Goddamn kids are back in the park.
How old do you think that kid is, dear? I don't know. 17? I bet he's 19. Piece of shit. Selling drugs!
He gonna go out there in his fucking shorts? His super shorts high shorts?
Oh my god. Oh, it's gonna be Vinny someday.
I can only hope.
At least he'll achieve something, right?
I think he's dating some Asian girl. I think they're getting married.
I think he's only dated Asian girls, hasn't he?
I don't know, but Sarah's been saying since like high school that he's gonna marry an Asian woman.
Really?
Like, to his face.
She nailed it.
I know.
It's what you call inception.
He's a loon.
We should preface it. There's nothing wrong with Asian people.
Right, there's something wrong with Vinny.
It's just wrong with Vinny.
It's fine. I think everything was fine until you said that.
I know, right?
Like, wait a
minute. No, because I started thinking about it.
Something here?
I started thinking about it, and I was like, you know, someone could take that in a completely wrong direction.
Somebody could take anything.
Somebody could take what you just said completely wrong.
Only they can't. No, I said that you shouldn't. So it legally.
I said no offense.
Yeah.
You cannot take
offense. Here had nothing to do with negative things about Asian women.
It's true. We were talking about Vinny the whole
time. Talking about how Vinny only dates Asian women.
No one had ever said anything negative until you. You know what? I don't really like
that. That was weird.
I'm going to try to make it look like I do. That's what you said, right, Dwight?
But, yeah.
Oh!
Yes! The right. Truth comes out.
Hey. All right.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I wasn't listening.
Apparently, God,
I got that feeling.
You wouldn't have agreed with what I said if you knew what I said.
That's the best time to get anybody to agree with you.
Oh,
there you have it, folks.
You talk about something real boring, right? So they start drifting away. And then at the very end, you just whisper, "So I'm going to need half your money." Yeah, of course. Is that okay? That, what? Oh, yeah, yeah, that's fine.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh. I think I'm getting too many cookies at a time. It's like starting to freeze up on me.
Cookie overload. Bort.
Bort the cookies.
Get the milk.
I'm sorry. That was rude.
I don't have any milk. I don't have any cookies. There's nothing to eat in this house because we're moving.
Ew, that's the worst.
It is the worst. I think I'm going to go open a can of olives. That's how desperate I am.
What's wrong with olives?
I love olives, but I mean, I just wanted to say I don't I haven't sat here.
Just a can of olives.
I mean,
what's wrong with just a can of olives?
What do you guys think? Olives and cream cheese? Do you think that'd be good?
No,
yeah, sure, probably. Yeah. Do it. Shit, nobody fucking asked me. Do it.
I'm gonna give it the old college go.
You'll never know until you try, Ryan.
We have cream cheese. Oh shit! Do we have banana peppers?
Do you have bread? Because cream cheese and bread.
Got some salami there, really too?
You can get the middleman and I'll go for the olives.
If I had some salami, I'd be all over that, Tyler. You know how much I love me some cream cheese and salami.
Mm-hmm.
Put the cream cheese, salami, and a banana pepper, and you're done.
Oh, right. I was just thinking about that the other day.
That is the shit right
I was
there.
Just not thinking about it. Weird.
Your little brother sent me a picture of J-Dogs. His looked disgusting, you know, so I wasn't really...
I know.
Like, it's got like a giant pickle on it. I'm like... Ugh!
No, because I was telling him about how you wanted me to send you a thing of their sauce.
I do.
Send me your address.
I will once I get there.
Okay.
I'll say it on the podcast.
come on. I don't want to be the only Alex in this podcast.
11111 street.
Damn. I used to live there.
Man, that's the one place I used to live.
In one city. In the one star state. There you go. One.
Two.
One.
Shh. Ah, crap.
Give that a 01 01 01. Man, these grandmas are going to give me a seizure.
I keep talking about grandmas like that.
Why they shift just like ever so slightly?
Why don't they?
Tell me, Terry.
I don't know what to tell you.
Explain to me.
I got nothing for you.
Explain to me.
This piece of crap.
The only reason that I gave this one star was Bia Kuas.
Was Bia Kuas.
The voice acting was pretty good.
Pretty good.
But that's it.
Oh shit,
I need to rewatch that, dang it.
It was good. Could have been better.
I give it an 8
times.
I think the guy did is about as good as you could possibly get with something like that.
I'm going to give it a 7 now because you said that.
Alright, Ryan, there's your processor.
No, I knew you'd actually be.
I knew you would too. What
the? Got him!
Gotcha.
And now I'm going to zoom in, and I'm going to press a couple of buttons on the keyboard like on all the TV shows. Ah, there it is. I see. Okay, all right.
All you're doing Pentium is zooming 2. In on Gutsman's ass.
Pentium 2 processor, huh?
God damn it, how'd you know?
Because it's better than mine. No. I'm just kidding. But not, kind of. No, I made myself sad.
I say it's on par.
That's okay.
With a Pentium 2?
Yeah.
Oh, mine? Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. It's probably a little better.
Yeah. It's yeah, it is. A Pentium Duo, though, maybe not.
But no.
I was about to have the dual core conversation again, but
why not?
That's cool.
I started YouTube on a dual core. That's how recent that was.
That was
still on a dual core. 2010. I was still on a dual core when I first started.
3 long years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 3 long years ago, I was using the same computer with everything but a different hard drive.
Freaking Sam's computer, too. His dual-core computer is just shitting out on him. Like, he can't even have all of his RAM inside of his computer anymore.
Well, that's awful.
Yeah, because it blew
so
screen.
He just undownloads it?
Yeah, he has to uninstall some RAM.
He's got to uninstall it, man. There's nothing else you can do.
Mm-hmm. I got too much RAMs.
Got to take a step back with that RAM.
Mm-hmm.
Damn shame. That's the same computer you built for him like 3-4 years ago, right?
Oh, yeah, that he put on his credit card.
Yeah.
It was like an $800 computer back then. I wouldn't even pay $200 for what it is right now. Maybe $100, but then again, I'd be buying a broken computer, so.
That's what sucks about computers. That's an expensive hobby.
It is.
Yeah.
You can hang out in the middle and, you know, spend about the same amount of cash each time, but if you ever want to do something better that's going to last a little bit longer, it's going to cost you a good amount.
If you ever want,
well, I'm glad. I'm going to keep up on this one.
I believe in you.
I believe in you.
What were you going to say, Dwight? Don't be negative.
I wasn't going to say anything.
You liar. Sure. What were you going to say?
Nah, I had something in my nose.
Say it. Just say it.
Nope.
Dwight, is it about the computer?
No.
It is about the computer.
No, it's not. It was something sexual about grandmas, and I didn't want to say because that's gross, right? Right, everybody?
You were going to tell me that I won't need to upgrade this computer for a while.
No, I was going to say something.
That's what you were going to say, right? I know you, man.
That's actually not what I was going to say, but you keep saying that, and I'm going to keep saying I'm not going to say that, and that's what you're going to think I was going to say.
What are you
going to say?
Because I need to know.
You keep asking, and I'm just going to keep saying that's nothing.
What?
You guys know that Pikmin 3 is coming out?
It's already out.
Did you guys know that Pikmin 3 came out? That's a good game.
Beautiful correction transition there.
You did great. You did a good job. I don't even remember what you were talking about.
Oh, my God.
So when are we all going to buy Wii U's? And play that Pikmin 3.
Have you guys put that controller in your hand? It is huge. I did not know it was that big.
It's lighter than you think it would be, though.
It is lighter than I thought it would be.
And it's actually,
I was like, are you kidding me?
It's a little bit more comfortable than you think it would be, too. Yeah, I enjoyed
Sarah,
it.
Sarah even was like, man, this feels nice.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So this would happen.
What?
This whole transition worked out well, then.
Absolutely.
Like I said, masterful.
It's already out. Did you guys know?
So I'm hearing great things about that new Pikmin 3 game.
We're going to get that Wii U when the next Smash game comes out.
That's what I was going to say. Yep. It's going to be that.
Yep. And I'm going to get whatever. I hope they do a Smash Brothers edition.
Like a bundle, yep.
Yep.
If just the system goes down.
And maybe, hey, maybe their servers are better.
It's a pretty big system. Like, I didn't know that it was that long.
Yeah, it's really long.
Yeah, it's really long. It almost looks like a coffin. Like a very small, like,
yeah. It's like if you take the size of the Wii and just like make it longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm gonna wait for, the freaking Wii U. Get that Smash, but I really, really hope they fix their online servers.
Yeah.
Because Brawl was just pathetic.
It's awful.
I think the bootleg, Melee ones were just so much better.
Yeah, you get an emulator with Melee, and you're doing better than the Wii Brawl online.
I don't understand how anybody could play those fighting games online. Period. Like any of them, because the fighting games are just so, like, you need zero latency type of thing. You know,
mm-hmm. It's not easy. Let me tell you.
Yeah,
especially
right,
when your
months.
Servers are just bad.
Can I use a GameCube control
on the Wii?
No,
you
know? What?
No,
please.
Nope. You just use the Wii. You can use the classic.
Yeah,
use
the classic or use the little pad controller. The pad's nice.
Okay,
but yeah, stay away from the Wii remotes.
You gonna come play?
Yeah, that's not a way to play the game with the Wii Remote. That's just
you should just try to plug in your Xbox controller.
That's no way to live.
If I had a converter,
I'd probably do some Smash Brothers with my Xbox controller. I could probably do some.
I
Dead
have
series.
Done it with my Xbox controller on emulator. It's
true. I guess me too. It's you're beautiful. Absolutely right. Yeah, I could definitely do some damage with that.
It's just, and we tried playing it recently. And I had to use the Wii Remote, and I started to get the hang of it, but it still was just not good enough.
Yeah, it's not.
You're talking about Brawl?
Yeah.
That's all I learned to play on was the remote and the nunchuck.
Yeah, that's how I get myself, because I only ever use the GameCube controller, and now I don't have GameCube controllers that are good or work right. So I'm just screwed.
That's what it seemed like when you and Bugetta came over to play Smash. Like, Bugetta brought, like, 3, and then you brought, what, 2?
Yeah, I brought 2.
And I think all of them, except for the 2 that you 2 were using, were broken. In some way or form. So I was either stuck using a broken one, or I just went back to the Wiimote.
I'm sorry, you can't jump.
Yeah.
I just can't wait till they fix, they're taking off all the stupid crap they added in Brawl.
Yeah, like tripping? Are you kidding me? Why?
Oh yeah, you trip all the time
for no reason.
Why? What was the fucking point of that?
So that somebody could get the upper hand.
Like you're trying to dash for it, you bust on your fucking face. The end.
Yeah, that's dumb. This is a competitive game.
Like, it's competitive tripping.
You can't throw this random bullshit into a competitive game like that.
Here you go. Here's something you can't control.
One person is going to be better than the other. That's it.
Welcome to Smash.
Welcome to fighting games.
Yeah.
You can't just throw in tripping like, oh, maybe the good person will trip because he's doing all this crazy stuff and he'll trip and the other guy will get the upper hand. Bullshit.
I know, right?
One person
sucks.
Again,
Brawl was bullshit too. You remember all the, like, Snake was OP as shit. I learned how
Snake
to do that.
Was broken.
I learned how to do that stupid, like, dash forward, like, missile thing.
Snake was hilariously broken, but I loved him.
I was Lucario all the way, dude. That was
I like 80s Snake.
80s Snake.
With his like
the
red,
leopard print.
The leopard print.
Yeah.
I was Lucario, dude. That was like the one I was wrecking people with.
It's all about Ness. Ness better be back or I'm gonna flip my shit.
I don't think they'll ever get rid of Ness.
I'm gonna lose my
They better keep Ganondorf though.
I'll lose my goddamn mind.
They will. They're gonna, like, him and Captain Falcon are like, they're people are like, oh, they're the same, but they're not. They're really like,
no, they're not.
Terry, I'm already a nuisance with that Ness.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting there using my body as a missile every 10 seconds.
I know how to play a pretty good Ganon in Melee.
I got better with Brawl, I think. With him.
Yeah, Brawl sucks, dude. Yeah, Melee was like the one, like, that's where I learned all the bullshit techniques, like never leaving the stage with Samus, because you just had to do little balls.
I'm fucking wave dashing. Did anybody learn how to wave dash?
I did. I knew how to wave dash, wave shine.
Yeah, I because
my
try.
In Melee, my main one was Falco, so I knew you had to learn. If you didn't wave shine with him,
if you didn't, then you're fucking casual.
I used to, with Falco, dude, I'm not even kidding. I used to have, like, a buddy, he used to play Sheik, and he used to, like, try to beat me all the time, and I got him in that wave shine, and it was just dumb. It was, like, the second the match starts, you go in there, get that reflect, and just jump up, down, reflect, jump up, down, reflect, jump up, and done. That's it. You won.
Yep.
But I learned how to wave shine. It takes some time. You have to, like, they have, like, a training program where you start off with Luigi, because he's, like, the easiest one to wave dash with.
Mm-hmm.
And then you excel from him.
Right.
But it's pretty much jump. It's jump down dash. It's like jump down dodge. And like at a
motion. Yeah, dodge like right as you're hitting the ground. And it like makes you fucking slide like crazy.
Yeah. It's basically like, and there was like that, the L cancel. If you didn't L cancel, you could not play a good Link. I learned how to L cancel.
Why would you want to play a good Link?
Link's bullshit.
Oh, dude, Link. Link. Let me tell you, Link. If you like learn how to use him right, he's hard to knock out the stage, dude. Because he just you hold the when you get knocked off, you just down B and hold the bomb, and then as you're going up, you it explodes. You take the damage for it. You get another jump.
Right.
That's how. That's my brother's a really good Link. My older brother. He can play a really mean Link.
I learned how to beat that because Falco. Dude, Falco is dumb. Like, when you learn how to do the short hop with him, mm-hmm. where you just do that, like, you basically go pew, 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 pew with his gun, it's over. You incorporate that, and that's what I learned how to do, is do that and then incorporate that to the wave shine. Man, it was done and done. Falco was really strong in that game.
Yeah, he was pretty crazy.
I used to play that as that mean-ass Falco, and then I had a pretty good Captain Falcon.
That was Yoshi, man. Yoshi. I think I was Fox, too, in Melee.
He's a mean Yoshi.
I was okay with Fox, but I just didn't like the... It was like... He was just a faster, weaker Falco, and that was bothering me. I was like, Falco's right where he's at.
I can never get used to Falco. I like the speed of Fox.
I loved, like, you can, I basically doing the waves, like, all those wave dash techniques and all that, you can get Falco to the same speed.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I never got into the fucking meta shit, like.
I will say a mastered Fox is dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who's mastered Fox is just, like, the dumbest game ever, because literally you wave shine them. And Fox's wave shine's harder to pull off, but you can literally just shine him off the edge of the game, and like that's it, you win.
Mm-hmm.
Like his wave shine is dumb. Like he's definitely, because Falco's is like it has more strength to it, so it like knocks you in the air. As Fox is kind of like pushes you, so you just push the guy off the map.
Bye bye.
Okay, yeah, bye. I used to know all the stupid little techniques, like with Samus, how to get up there. The one who I used to like really a guy could just sit there and keep him back was Ganon.
Right. Yeah, because Ganon and Captain are good at that.
Yeah, they're hard to get out of hard to get off, like, that whole level.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
And Mewtwo. I learned how to play Mewtwo because I had a buddy who, like...
I like Mewtwo.
I had a friend who was just, like, one of those guys who would go to, like, tournaments and, like, win just, you know, like, little local tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy showed me, like,
another kid's dreams.
Yeah, he would just go in there just to, like, just the record. Like, all right.
What's up, little kid?
Oh, you like playing Mario, huh? Oh, okay.
Fucking casual.
He showed me a crazy Mewtwo. His Mewtwo was nuts, dude. He used to sit there and, like, grab him, hit him, like, a couple times and throw him up in the air, then stun him. Like, it was just this ridiculous. I'm like, I didn't know Mewtwo could be that good. Which is why I was like, I want to try Lucario, because Lucario was, like, the Mewtwo replacement in Brawl.
Yeah,
but Mewtwo is just dumb. He showed me like a lot of like little broken characters and all that. But my favorite, like my best, like if like when I played someone, I'd be like, all right, I'd start him off with like Captain, you know, Falcon, and then I'd be like, ah, oh, you know, if they beat me there, I'd probably go to Ganon. And then I was like, they wanted me at my best, I'd be like, all right, here's Falco.
Have fun with this. Son of a bitch.
It's Falco was nasty, dude. If you learn how to do all that stuff, he was just... Like, I'll even admit it, he was way too broken. Sit there, like, do short hops, jump up in the air, down B him, like, or down AM, I mean, and then, like, knock him down. And then I used to be that guy who would try to knock him down, and as they were about to go up, I would jump with them. And if they were trying to, like, up in the air, I would do the forward dash, like his forward B.
Yeah.
Which is that little, like, dash, and that would also send you down to the ground. It was his down A and that little dash that would just like just throw you in the ground.
What a dick.
And that with Falcon, I was even worse, dude. I was like that. I was that asshole who would knock you off the edge with that, like, you know, that with the knee.
Yeah.
And then run off and punch you. And then jump back on the stage and taunt. I was that guy. Like, people hated me. They're like, fuck you. And I would play with, like, the pink Captain Falcon just to make it even worse. Like, hey, guys, I'm going to punch you.
Here it comes.
Fabulous.
Are you ready?
It was bad, dude. That Falcon can get is it. Dumb. Pink it's Captain's that knee, dude. Guy.
Yeah, that knee.
I always respect people that could play a really good Zelda.
Because Zelda is
she's a
really
bitch.
Fucking good.
Yeah.
Zelda's just bullshit. Like when I was actually playing it, I always would immediately switch to Sheik. And then I started playing it a little while afterwards, and I was just like, okay, fuck it, I'll mess around and play with Zelda. And I was like, that just that fire move alone is just like
Yeah. And then like, okay, I'm going to knock you off, and her teleport.
Yeah, she's what? Like, nope. Nope. Whoop. And I'm back.
You're safe. And the other one that was really, like, I think my buddy showed me how to play her, and I just, I didn't want to live in this world anymore. It was Peach.
Peach, I always.
If you would just short hop, if you would short hop her, where she would hover, where you'd be hovering like an inch off the ground, you just sit there and keep doing her little like her down a like foot kicks.
Yeah,
run up. Do you know who loved Peach? Who? TJ loved Peach.
Peach was good.
TJ always loved Peach.
Was so stupid. Like just like not even charged. That shit did way too much damage. But then like the turnips, like the abuse was. I had a buddy who like he's the one that like. He would like take you, throw the turnip, and then take a turnip, throw it in the air, grab you, punch you twice. The turnip would hit you. And, like he would just abuse you. You'd be like, "Fuck Peach, I'm done." And then
fuck
of course,
this bitch,
and,
I'm out of here.
Yeah, then her to get like her coming back is again because she would just forward B do like her like that butt hip thing. Ha-cha, ha-cha. Yep. So all you'd hear was that, and then he'd be that guy who would go in Final D, and then go from one side all the way to the other, and then up A, like, or up B, and use the parasail, and make it up there, like, hey, what's up? Yeah, it was pretty easy. And, like, he was that guy. I hated Peach. I hated fucking Peach.
Peach was awesome.
You guys play as Zero Suit Samus?
No, not so much, because I don't use Samus that much anyway.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, I actually I can't play Samus in her suit very well, but with the Zero Suit Samus, for some reason, I just got ridiculously good.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Samus,
I know. Because then you get like the final smash.
Yeah, you have to get the final smash.
Like, crap!
And nobody wants to fucking play with the final smash, so it's like you'll never see her.
Pretty much.
Samus is awesome. Samus is all about punishing and just sitting there in his missile, then heat seeker, so, uncharged.
Samus is bullshit.
Nope, Ryan, or Mike.
Yeah, Samus is that downbeat little bullshit is.
No, but when she had just her pistol in the Zero Suit, like that thing had like that whip range.
Yeah.
You could get back on out of ridiculous situations.
Well, didn't they have a. I'm trying to think, in Brawl, wasn't there, like, Samus? Or did they have Zero Suit as a separate character, or was it all just...
It's the same character, but if you hold same. Z, you can
yeah,
set
yeah.
Zero Suit.
That's how it was with like, Zelda. Like, you can go into Sheik right away, and, like, melee, you would hold the button, and then you just start off as
yeah,
Sheik,
yeah,
instead of having to push it. Mm-hmm.
Nope, Brian, still.
Calm your bees down.
That's definitely. I really. I mean, if they can get this solid online,
I better.
Mm-hmm.
I'll definitely. I can't wait to play. I've actually been playing that. I played that other one with George today, or not today, but PlayStation All Stars.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad. It's
really?
It's not bad. It's really not bad. I'll say it's not, like, perfect, and it's probably not Game of the Year, but it's not bad. It's not bad for a quick go in there, you know, hit each other a couple times and done. But it is a little stupid in a sense where you have this bar, and then you have to use your special to kill them. That's the only way to kill them. You can't just knock them off the...
Yeah.
Like, if you're a diehard Super Smash, you're going to be like, this goes against every rule.
This is fucking stupid. I just spent the last 10 minutes beating you into the ground.
And you somehow beat me? You know, like, it's not bad, though. Like, it's just... It's definitely a fun game to play with some friends with items, and that's my biggest problem is I never go for items because of Smash.
Right.
Like, it's taboo. You don't touch items. Yeah. Final D, no items. Let's go. Items.
That's the way to play.
That's how you do it. And then this one is like... the game congratulates you for using items. Like, when you use items to hit the guy, he loses energy, and then you can take that energy. And I've never been one for that.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad game. It's pretty fun. It's.
I did not have any fun with it.
It's a different... It's a nice kind of game. Like, I could see myself playing it every now and then. I don't see myself, like, you know, going MLG in it. Ryan.
Mike.
What?
Buzzing.
Did I fix it?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Do you keep pulling up your phone, Ryan? What's going on?
No, my phone's not anywhere near me.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, that new Smash, man. I can't wait. What sucks is they're going to lose all the other characters from Brawl. Like, there's probably no Sonic and no Snake.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about that, but...
Why wouldn't they do Sonic?
I feel like for Sonic, he'll probably be there.
He might. Yeah, don't they have exclusive rights to Sonic now? Why wouldn't he be there?
Like, yeah, because they're doing that whole...
Well, they always have the Mario and Sonic stuff and all that other
crap. Yeah, they have Sonic and they have like the three... They have like a deal right now with Sega where they're doing like three Sonic games.
Yeah, I mean, then Sonic would... Sonic disappointed me in Brawl.
Yeah, it disappointed me in the sense that he was just broken. But... I enjoyed having him for like fun matches. I wouldn't use him seriously because he's just... broken.
Yeah, his little like down, his little B ability, like just that whole dash.
All of his moves is like he's like autopilot.
Yeah,
he just hit that homing. He had that giant ass up B jump, where he just takes the fuck off.
Yeah, but then he would leave that little spring there for everyone else.
Yeah, he would spring everybody else.
I mean, it was nice. I wasn't too like, oh my god.
He was crazy.
It's Sonic.
I enjoyed having him, but he needed to be balanced, like, seriously.
I enjoyed the Pokemon Trainer.
No, they didn't patch the game. They don't patch stuff. Nintendo doesn't know what the internet is, or didn't know what the internet was back then.
They still don't. They're just like, I think they're recently having DLC, and they're like, look at us. We're so innovative.
Same stuff you guys have been doing. Yeah.
I actually like Pokemon Trainer. I enjoyed that one.
Pokemon Trainer is my go-to fun character in Brawl.
It was nice. It was cool to have three different like playstyles.
Yeah.
Whether you had to switch out, like it wasn't like
as you progress, the more damage you took, you had to move up to the heavier people so you wouldn't get blasted.
Right. Oh man, I love Smash Brothers.
Me too. Really interested in seeing how it is on 3DS. Because that'll probably be the first.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're doing a 3DS Wii. Shit.
Yep.
And the 3DS one looks even cooler, like, because they'd, like, outline people.
Mm hmm.
They were like, yeah, fuck it, we outlined them.
I'm wondering if they're going to do, like, the crossplay dealie, like they did with Monster Hunter. Wait, no, I don't think that was even crossplay. That was, like, you could take your save from one game.
Well, I know Final Fantasy was one of the games that did the crossplay very well.
Shadowrun did it too. I think they were the first.
You remember that, Terry?
Final Fantasy?
Yeah, the Crystal Chronicles one that we played. Like
played. Oh yeah, that was great.
Yeah, we played with Whitey. And Whitey had the Wii version.
That was great. Yeah, I remember that. That was really good.
Picking each other up.
Internet part. It was a little janky sometimes.
And except for fucking every time you pick us up, goddamn.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I don't want to go with you. No, you're coming.
That was good, actually. That was a good game.
That's true, though.
Not the first one. There was.
No, the GameCube one is a travesty. No.
Okay, yeah, well, GameCube one I didn't like. But, I mean, there was two on the Game Boy Advance. And the first one on Game Boy Advance, that one was not great. Second one, that one was amazing. That's when they blew it out. And that was the one that we played because it was also on Wii.
Yeah, we played. I remember if there's a list of like worst games I've played, Crystal Chronicles is on that, hands down.
I think it would have been fine for me if you didn't have to deal with the bullshit where you have to carry the thing to keep the mist away so you wouldn't die.
Yeah,
if that
no.
was not a thing, I would have been okay with it.
No, to me, the biggest problem is if you think Assassin's Creed is repetitive.
Yeah, that was.
If you thought Assassin's Creed was like the most repetitive story ever made.
Yeah.
Mr. Chronicles is the pioneer for that.
You gotta go collect these crystals, take them back to the town, and then you go out and do it all over again after you have
That was the game in the nutshell, you know. Okay, power up the town again. Okay, leave. Right, fight a monster. Power up the town. Have a fucking massive rave party and get hammered. Wake up the next morning hungover. Do it again. They're like, we fucked up. We partied way too hard. We need more power.
You gotta go back to the same place here, but not that place. then you get to do a new place, but then you gotta go back to this old place.
And like, I remember the game was like, the fighting on it was solid. Like the controls
it was like fucking Gauntlet, Final Fantasy Gauntlet, and I liked that about it. Hated the mist thing.
The mist thing was dumb, especially like when you had those like the enemy. You were like, fucking son of a bitch.
Yeah, like, that one part of my enemy, and one of your people is just carrying the stupid jar like an asshole.
You had the jar, bitch.
Yeah,
this fucking jar.
No one wants to carry it. So everyone's trying to leave and take off with that, and you're like, someone go get the jar. And I'm like, fine, fuck.
I hated the jar thing.
That was what I hated the most about that game. Other than that, okay.
Like, I mean, they did it. It made sense in the game, but...
But it could have easily not been about that.
Yeah, they could have just been like, here's a fucking flying Koopa. Here's a fucking, you know, Moogle that flies around.
If you play single player, the Moogle carries it for you. So fucking... Okay, let's get that going multiplayer.
Like, instead they were just like, and fuck it. one guy's the jar bitch.
Yeah.
My biggest problem was just that was it. Like, I didn't beat... I never beat the game because...
Either, because it's...
I didn't feel like I was going anywhere.
Every time, same shit.
I got really far, too. I think I partied, like, 5 or 6 times. Like, then you find out you partied. Like, party 12 times, you beat the game. Like, that was it. Like, it wasn't ever like, let's try to find a solution not to have to use this. It was just, no, go to the fucking mountain, kill the thing, come back, party. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there is an ending where like it all changes, but like I didn't feel like I was progressing in a story.
I never made it there. Did not see the
You got farther than us all.
I tried. I was like, I can't. And then like I just after a couple parties, I was like, fuck this.
Like, yeah.
Fuck it. And I think it's because I was really wanting to finish the game. I was like, I'm not going to let this game beat me.
Yeah.
And
then it beat you.
It beat me. It beat me because it was a piece of shit. It was just so repetitive and not the cool repetitive. It was just...
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Could have been great. But the DS1 was great.
DS1 was... Like, I think the problem with the GameCube one, too, is like... wasn't it like you had to go back to the same... field that you went to? Like, I remember I went back to the same fucking place.
Yeah, you had to go back to the same locations, like, on a billion different occasions.
But, like, the final guy was, like, always, like, a little different, but not really.
Yeah, it was always a little different, but still the same place. You still, same puzzles and everything.
Yeah, and that's what, like, you play it a little bit, and you die inside a little bit.
Yep.
And GameCube one was just, it was... The freaking DS one that we played, that one was just great.
That one was good. I really liked that one.
All the cool little like things you could add on to, like all the like a little unlockables, like every character was different, and it was good. That GameCube one was a travesty.
I completely forgot all about that game.
That game haunts me, dude. I had, like, you don't understand. I bought it brand new. Like, and the reason why it bothers me the most is I was, they gave me, like, I guess a wrestling game. It was like the Raw versus, it was Raw versus SmackDown, like 2000 something.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a brand new copy still sealed in. It's when the game was like $50 and I didn't want it, but they gave it to me. I was like,
I didn't want it.
And the GameStop I used to go to, where it was like, you know, there's a really cool girl worked at, and like I used to go there all the time, and she knew me. So I was like, hey, what can I? I was like, I want to trade this in. And she's like, it's still sealed. I'm like, I know. So she was like, well, I'll trade it in for something of the same value if you want. I was like, fuck it, let's do that. So that's, and I saw Crystal Chronicles, and I was like, I'll just get this. I like Final Fantasy. I'll get this instead. So
best just decision knowing you made.
It was a good decision, but it was still a bad decision. There was so many other things I probably could have put that towards, but instead I got Crystal Chronicles, and...
Sucker. I had that four.
Like, it's like I wasted so much. I wasted time. I wasted a value. I wasted a gift.
I think I've owned maybe 2 DS games. But I've played like hundreds.
I want to say I've owned one. like, I know, like, I had Pokemon Diamond. I remember that was like an actual game that was in my cartridge. I don't remember any other ones.
Are we just talking DS games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had one.
I got the Zelda ones. That was about it.
I had Pokemon Diamond, and then I can't. And I played so many games. That R4 was. Played Kingdom Hearts.
Man, what did I even have?
And I think that was it, because I bought a DS when Pokemon came out. So that was my only game like that I had.
Once I got my R4, it's all a blur.
Dude, I was a true nerd. I went to the midnight release for Pokemon. Or no, they didn't do midnight. They did a morning release where they opened earlier than needed.
Yeah, they usually don't do midnights for Nintendo stuff.
Yeah, they did it for Brawl.
Did they?
Yeah,
I went to it in Western Ranch, and some cop was like, what's going on out here?
Playing video games.
Oh, never heard of a midnight release before.
I was so psyched for the game. I actually bought Brawl, reserved Brawl, and I didn't even have a Wii. It was during the time I was trying to find a Wii, and I could never find one. But I had a copy. I had a copy of Brawl and a copy of Twilight Princess, because I was like, one day I'm gonna get a Wii. One day they'll have stock and shipments of Wiis,
and I'm gonna be ready.
And I was like, and I'm gonna have them here. And I went for the midnight release, and I opened the game and everything. I was like, ah, look at the booklet. And I don't think I ever put it in a Wii.
Well, I am sorry about that, Rosie. So, does anybody else have anything they want to talk about?
Yeah, how long has this bitch been going on for?
2 hours-ish? That's why I'm doing a little wrap-up.
Yeah, I figured. That's what I'm saying.
Then why did you interrupt me?
All right, podcast over. Bye, go home.
All right, thanks everybody for listening to Team Mongoose Podcast. We'll catch you next week for...
Shit, what number are we?
This is 116.
Shit. So yep. I'm gonna miss 117. God damn it.
We'll postpone it. No podcast for 2 weeks. No.
This is like we'll Ryan Fug.
Sorry.
We could... Okay. What? Can we make it... Wait.
What? No,
if this is one, this is 116, you said?
Yes.
Okay, I thought it was 115. The next one could be 116 and a half?
No. Just do the goddamn podcast. It's okay.
No.
We're going to call that one...
Doesn't sound okay.
The John podcast.
John. Truth be told, we can make this any fucking number we want.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's nothing stopping us.
All right, this is Team Mongoose episode... Episode
2.5.
Episode sofa. Call it. Episode we're going sofa. With that.
All right.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.